Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find useful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I ran across a quote today that said, "Leadership is helping others succeed." That got me to wondering about this whole idea of success. Why do some people succeed when others don't? What are the ingredients necessary for success? Let me share with you a little success story, and maybe that can be a taking-off place for our thinking.
At a recent success seminar, one of the world's most renowned success gurus illustrated success by telling a story about a young man who made it big. The point was he took a chance on himself, certainly an important success principle. This enterprising entrepreneur invested $120,000 to manufacture and market an invention he came up with in college. The specifics are not important, but a couple of points are. The cash was part of a gift he received from his uncle. The gift was given to him when he received his business degree from Harvard. Now isn't that just dandy? If you have a business degree from Harvard and a rich uncle, you can make it big. If your uncle is rich enough, you may not even need the degree.
Why do some people succeed while others don't? I'm not sure I totally know the answer, but I do know one of the keys. I picked it up from our old friend Simon. Here's what he had to say.
Simon says, resources are internal, opportunities are external.
Okay, I hear Simon saying about these internal resources and all of that, but I know lots of people, some of whom are attractive, very bright, have great personalities, and to call them successful would be pretty much of an exaggeration. By the same token, I know people without these obvious internal resources who seem to be quite successful. So what's the deal? It's sure not just internal resources. It's not only what you bring to the party. There must be something else. So what is it? Sure, Simon has more to say. And I'm told that this is directly from Simon.
Your internal resources, no matter how impressive, only lead to success when they are carefully cultivated and nurtured until they develop into services the world needs, wants, or would want if they were available. You do not succeed just because you are smart, creative, talented, good-hearted, or just because you have a nice personality, have a positive attitude, or get along well with everyone. You succeed because you are able to convert your internal resources into services the world wants more of than it already has. The simple conclusion is obvious but too often overlooked. You only succeed with those services you develop through expanding and enhancing your internal resources.
It would be easy to look at the young man from Harvard and miss Simon's point. Sure, he had $120,000, a rich uncle, and a degree from Harvard. Simon's point, though, is that those things by themselves were not sufficient. Did they help? Sure, but certainly were not the basis of whatever success the young man is going to have. His idea, his invention, came from inside him. It was an extension of his internal resources. And in turn, how he was able to leverage his internal resources with his external opportunities made the difference. So my question to Simon is, if we don't happen to have a rich uncle or a degree from Harvard, How do we go about leveraging our internal resources? How do we start from where we are today in order to move on down the success path? Of course, Simon, not being one who is ever short of advice and guidance, has some advice for us.
Inventory your internal resources and then formulate a plan to expand and enhance them. At the same time, be clear about the services you can offer and those you want to offer as your internal resources expand and get stronger. You are building a services array other people can take advantage of, offered as an opportunity for others to succeed. Once your services line is in place and available to other people, you become an important link in the chain of success. You link into the services of others to expand and enhance your internal resources in ways enabling you to offer services other people link with to expand and enhance their internal resources to offer services still other people link to.
Pretty clearly, Simon's point is that internal resources are not enough. They are not sufficient. Somehow we have to combine those internal resources, blend those internal resources, leverage those internal resources in ways that benefit other people. We somehow have to fit into their vision of their success. It's a what's in it for them kind of thing, and we need to somehow be sure that we are the answer. Our success chain becomes a link in the success chains of other people. I'm thinking it would be helpful to hear more from Simon on the topic. And, of course, he's there for us.
Carefully cultivate your internal resources and your unique service line. They are your most valuable assets. Be clear about why anyone might care about the services you offer. When all is said and done, they only care to the extent they believe your services significantly contribute to their personal success chain and are not more readily available to them elsewhere. You are self-employed, the president and CEO of your personal success business, your own director of marketing, the world's best authority on your services. Your success is riding on how well you appreciate and cultivate your internal resources, effectively link to those external opportunities available to you, develop a quality services line people need and want to link with, market your services to the world, add to the chain of success for other people.
It's tempting to try to paraphrase Simon, to try to summarize his points in words different than those he used, but I think we would be best served to simply reiterate what Simon says is the key to success.
Appreciate and cultivate your internal resources. Effectively link to those external opportunities available to you. Develop a quality services line people need and want to link with. Market your services to the world. Add to the chain of success for other people.
There you go. You have it. The key to success, straight from Simon himself. And that, of course, brings us to today's tip. Your success comes through being a vital link in the success chains of other people. Just be sure you're not the missing link. Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net, where you can find everything you need to know about getting in touch or subscribing to the podcast. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.